BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. Jesus removed the veil. Moses was on Mount Sinai with the Lord, receiving the Ten Commandments carved in stone. When he came down the mountain, his face was radiant with glory, and Aaron and Israel were afraid to come near him. So Moses put a veil over his face. The radiance began to fade until it was no more. But Israel did not notice, because Moses kept the veil over his face after it was gone. Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 through 35. This is the lesson of the temporary and weak nature of the Old Covenant. The Lord punished Judah for their sins and for ignoring the prophets. He sent them by sending the Babylonians to burn down Jerusalem and completely destroy the temple. When the punishment was completed, the prophet Jeremiah pronounced a punishment for the day they would also reject the Messiah Jesus. Quote, "O Lord, you have heard their insults, all their plots against me, what my enemies whisper and mutter against me all day long. Look at them. Sitting or standing, they mock me in their songs. Pay them back what they deserve, O Lord, for what their hands have done. Put a veil on their hearts, and may your curse be on them. Pursue them in anger and destroy them from under the heavens of the Lord." Lamentations chapter 3, verses 61 through 66. And then also see 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22, and Galatians chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. The Holy Spirit reveals through the Apostle Paul that the veil still remains. Is there any hope for people who have a veil over their hearts? Oh, yes, indeed. Only in Christ is it taken away. Verse 14. Whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Verse 16. Quote, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us." Galatians chapter 3, verse 13a.
Is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.